Thank you, Dr. McCurdy. Well, I guess I'm here to wrap up this weed section today. So we won't try to keep you too long so we can all get out and enjoy a little bit of Long Beach. But today I'm going to talk about a little bit about research that we've done at Kansas State University. Maybe learn a little bit about turf paint and glyphosate. Maybe inspire us maybe some more applied research that we can help ultimately benefit the end user, especially in golf course realm. But as a turf grass specialist, extension specialist, we get to do a lot of demonstration trials. One of these trials last year that was conducted by graduate student Ross Braun was looking at turf grass colorants. These turf grass colorants were applied at different application volumes, different types of colorants, pigments versus paints, to make sure that we get the longevity of the green color of turf grass throughout the wintertime. This was done on dormant Meyer Zoysia grass at Kansas State University. And usually, typically, these applications are conducted in October and February. But as an extension specialist, and anybody that's in extension understands that we always get a lot of questions. And we got a question that day that says, well, can I add glyphosate to the paint applications? If I'm going out and I'm spraying the turf anyways, can I just add a non-selective herbicide while the turf is dormant and clean up any of my grassy weeds that are out there, including annual bluegrass and any perennial grassy weeds that may be? So, as an extension specialist, we went to the literature, we looked up and tried to figure out anything that may have been previously done. Some of that stuff was done on athletic turf paint, where we mixed, previous research has been done where we looked at applying plant growth regulators, Trinexapac ethyl, at 1 ounce per 1,000 square feet to turf grass paints. It's more specifically for outlining golf course, out of bounds, hazards, or even athletic turf, and it increased the longevity of the turf paint. So we know that chemistries can be added to turf paints and still get the effect of the chemistry that we're applying. But to one of the many concerns of applying glyphosate is the green-up effect. Well, if we go too early, are we going to hurt our green-up if we go too late during this transition? So one of the concerns is possible delay of spring green-up. So we took a step back a little bit more and wanted to look at a paint application recommendations and a glyphosate application recommendation. Paint applications are typically done in the state of Kansas in October, when in zoysia grass is about 20% green cover at that time. It's not fully dormant, but it's going dormant. This recommendation for paint, the green tissue allows that turf paint with a turgor pressure in the leaf to help hold that color throughout the winter. So then you would apply this anywhere from 748 or 750 to 1,800 liters per hectare, whether it be a single application at the high volume in October, or you do a split application in October followed by February to get that longevity. With glyphosate applications, we have to make sure it's fully dormant. And that's typically recommended in Kansas about a February application, but we need to apply it when temperatures are above about 7.3 degrees Celsius. But we're spraying at a different spray volume at that time, where our maximum spray volume is only about 375 liters per hectare. So we have limited knowledge about applying these together and seeing what kind of efficacy we have when it comes to annual bluegrass or any of the perennial grassy problematic weeds that we have in zoysia grass in the state of Kansas. So our objectives of this study were two things. One, to determine if the addition of turf grass paints to a glyphosate application to influence annual bluegrass and tall fescue control, as tall fescue is an example of a perennial grassy weed that may be infesting a warm season turf in Kansas, and also if it would increase zoysia grass safety for earlier applications during those times where it might be a little bit green, so we can go out a little bit earlier. So our materials and methods, we conducted this research at two locations in Manhattan, Kansas. One was at Colbert Hills Golf Course. The other one is at Stag Hill Golf Course, both in Manhattan, both on Meyer zoysia grass. Colbert Hills was at roughly at a half an inch mowing height. Stag Hill was at 1.9 centimeters mowing height. Our weed infestation at that time at Colbert Hills was about 50% turf cover of tall fescue, and at Stag Hill we had about 35% turf cover of annual bluegrass. Our treatment methods was a kind of a 2x4 factorial. We threw in a non-treated in there for a comparison and a randomized complete block design with four replications. We had two herbicide time or combinations, glyphosate alone at 1.1 kilograms AI per hectare, and glyphosate plus Endurant. Endurant, previously in some research, has been a very good turf colorant for longevity through the winter, so we used that one, and we applied it at 16.6 volume to volume in that application with glyphosate for the other herbicide combination, which Endurant at 16.6 is a 1 to 6 ratio. We had four application timings, simply just November, December, January, and February, and then we had a non-treated comparison as well. We applied all these treatments with a backpack CO2 sprayer with XR804VS nozzles, 375 liters per hectare, and we did our initial application on November 18th, 2013, and at that time we also applied oxidiazon to prevent any new germination of any annual bluegrass or any annual species at the time, so we can look at the existing population that was there. Our data, we looked at NDVI on a 0 to 1 scale. We did visual annual bluegrass cover, tall fescue cover, and green zoysia grass canopy. I'll only talk today about the annual bluegrass cover and the tall fescue and zoysia grass canopy cover, just for the sake of time. But at each application, we took these ratings and then bi-weekly after every application until about June 2nd, which is we had 100% green zoysia grass cover that came back. We took the data, we said subjected it to ANOVA and SAS, and we separated means according to Fisher's LSD at a significant level of P equals 0.05. This graph is going to represent the annual bluegrass cover. All the grass following will be the exact same. On the y-axis, you see percent cover, not control, but cover from a 0 to 80. And on the bottom axis, we see a non-treated and each application date. Even though we have the application dates, I also added in there days after application, DAA, as this rating date was conducted in March, so the first application was already 120 days after that application, while the February application was only 30. What we really want to point out here is the non-treated contained about 30% annual bluegrass cover, while the November application rapidly reduced the amount of annual bluegrass cover, regardless if it was glyphosate by itself or glyphosate plus the paint product that we had. While the December, January, and February applications did not reduce it compared to the non-treated. Here's a picture of the plot. This is the non-treated that roughly had about 30% annual bluegrass cover. This picture was taken on March 20th, 2014. You can see that the later applications with glyphosate plus the paint application and glyphosate by itself, 120 days for the February application, you can still see that there's a lot of annual bluegrass covering the plot, but the November or the early application, we got very, very good control and reduction with annual bluegrass control, whether it be glyphosate by itself or glyphosate with Endurant. As we continue the timeline, the graphs still stay the same. We're now seeing that the December application, the January, and the February application are now reducing annual bluegrass cover, while the November is still doing quite well compared to the non-treated. And this is on April 3rd, 2014. And as we continue even further, on April 18th, we see that all applications, regardless whether it be Roundup or glyphosate by itself or glyphosate with paint, completely controlled annual bluegrass. Here's a picture on April 18th, approximately 150 days after trial initiation or the first one. You can see the untreated control has quite a bit of annual bluegrass, and then even outside the plot areas, we're seeing that there is a lot of bluegrass cover, annual bluegrass cover as well. You can see the November application, 150 days, and even a February application of glyphosate by itself without paint still gives adequate annual bluegrass control, and then glyphosate plus Endurant in February and January, 60 and 90 days respectively. Including Endurant, gives us very effective control of annual bluegrass. Now, switching gears to a perennial plant, this graph is exactly the same. Same timing as the first application before, we see that no application is effectively controlling tall fescue at 30 days after the last application in February, or 120 days after the first application in November. We fast forward it a little bit more. Well, you can see here the picture. We had very uniform turf grass cover, tall fescue, even though it's very brown at that time. There was anywhere from about 50 to 65% tall fescue cover in that research plot. We fast forwarded a little bit to April, and now we get a little bit more significant differences when it comes to the amount of annual bluegrass, or tall fescue in these plots. You can see that we have in the non-treated about 50% tall fescue cover, and then on the other, we're seeing that a reduction in tall fescue plant, but really want to point out this November application. Now we're seeing an effect of the endurant or paint applications increasing the efficacy of glyphosate just for the November applications. We continue forward a little bit more in April. We're still seeing the same trend. And then one more, we're now seeing a rebound effect of this perennial plant. It's starting to grow back. The environment is conducive for tall fescue to grow back in, so we're seeing recovery. But we also see that a November application with glyphosate plus endurant, a paint application, is giving us 100% tall fescue or perennial grass control. This is seen here in the picture, some of the plots here at Colbert Hills. This is a non-treated where we're seeing about 60% tall fescue. We see that glyphosate plus endurant here, we're seeing the same. This should be glyphosate by itself, but this right here is glyphosate plus endurant. So the addition of the paint product is giving us very effective tall fescue or perennial grass control. So for the spring green up, we did not see any delay in zoysia grass green up across all treatments relative to the non-treated. All treatments resulted in about 60 to 100% green zoysia cover by April 18th and May 21st, 2014, respectively. So even though we applied early applications and late applications, we had no effect on the zoysia grass, which was very unusual compared to some of the data that we have looked at in the research previously. Zoysia grass green up was unaffected regardless whether it was with the paint or without the paint. We found that the addition of endurant to glyphosate applications did not increase annual bluegrass control, although we did see that glyphosate and endurant or the paint application at early timings decreased that population more rapidly. But all applications eventually ended up with 100% control by April 15th, 2014. The addition of endurant to a November glyphosate application increased tall fescue control, which kind of concludes us to say that results conclude that the addition of a turf grass paint endurant at early dormant zoysia grass applications can increase perennial grassy weed control, and in this research study, tall fescue. So we would like to repeat this experiment next year in 2014 through 15 at both locations. But then we would also like to, instead of going from a glyphosate application with an addition of paint, doing a paint application with the addition of glyphosate, with the recommended October followed by a February application of paint, and then in February adding the glyphosate within it as a typical turf grass manager would do in golf courses in the state of Kansas. So with that, I would like to acknowledge Colbert Hills, Stag Hill, everybody at Kansas State that helped out with the research. And if we have some time, we can wrap it up with a couple questions.
We got time for questions.
Yes?
What did you say your spray volume was?
The spray volume was 1 gallon per 1,000 square feet. So it was typical of a glyphosate application, and we just added the paint application into it, where the typical paint applications are a lot larger with 100 and some gallons per acre. So. Yes?
What's the dilution of your paint in a gallon?
It was a 1:6. Yes, sir. Sorry I didn't repeat that question, but I'm not getting judged, so I guess it doesn't matter, does it?
We're still going to mark you
back. Yeah, you should check that off right now. Yes?
But you're not being judged. A lot of times when a lot of these products are used, people have to go way over the application rate for the paint to make it look like something. So that's something in the future you might want to try 2X application, cut the glyphosate in half.
Okay.
Because a lot of these products, to get the effect, you got to put on more of the color and more pigment.
Do we have any more questions? All right, let's thank our speaker.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.